Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds. In 2009, Valora Reniker, Associate Professor of Visual Communication Design at Kent State, brought an idea to the WIC Poetry Center here. The result was Traveling Stanzas. This is an ongoing project that merges writing and design to bring poetry to everyday lives by fostering meaningful conversations and encouraging new voices. Welcome to Elevations, Valora.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
As a teacher of design, you were looking to have your students create posters inspired by poetry. How did the project come about?
Well, I needed some great poems so that my students could create posters for the community. Joan Enderhis pointed me to the WIC Poetry Center. David Hassler at the center and I started Traveling Stanzas. I asked David if he could give me 10 poems in a week's time. He did so. He created the name, and we were off and running.
Describe Traveling Stanzas for us.
The WIC Poetry Center works with community members and the schools. The poems are written by individuals or by groups, and the staff from the WIC Poetry Center works with them. Then they edit them, and they bring the poems to our students. We actually get together and do a reading where we randomly distribute the poems to the students. And it just so happens that they usually connect with the poems that they get by chance. The original mission was to get the poetry and the design out into the community where people traveled and worked and tried to give them some exposure to both forms of that creativity. The other way that people can interact is through our website. The travelingstanzas.com website has a great gallery section which has a variety of the poems and the posters, as well as video interviews with poets and the poets reading their poems. We also have animated some of the poems with the artwork. It's an interactive view of the poetry and the poems together. We have a currently traveling exhibit called Traveling Stanzas, Writing Across Borders. Visitors can participate and actually contribute to the exhibit.
In what ways do people interact with it?
Well, different institutions or events have asked us to contribute our exhibit to their space or to their event. For instance, it was at the Chautauqua Institution over the summer, and they kept it there as part of a permanent makerspace because the visitors can work with apps on iPads, create their own poetry, print it out, and then add it to the displays, or they can take it with them if they prefer. We have a computer program that's set up so that people can contribute to a community poem, so that's relevant to their community area. And that is an immediate interaction because it is added to the poem and then projected onto the wall so the visitors can share at the same time that they're creating it. The poems from the iPad apps actually have a design component to it in that we have markers and crayons and other decorative devices for people to add to their poem printouts. And it's interesting to see the addition of color and drawing to those little placards that are then placed on the walls for the exhibit.
Who are you reaching with Traveling Stanzas? Who gets involved?
Educators and students in grades 3 through 12, healthcare professionals and their patients, groups of senior citizens, and then our big outreach project, which was the result of a grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, involved immigrants and refugees in the North Hill neighborhood of Akron, where adults were learning English and their children in the schools were working with the poetry. There are over 26 different countries represented there now, and it was a good experience for the design students to get into how much research is actually needed when working on client projects. Lately, we've been working with the Conservancy for the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and the City of Kent for the upcoming celebrations about the 50th anniversary of the Cuyahoga River burning, but they're celebrating the health of the river now and how much better it is.
You teach design courses. How do you incorporate these ideas into your classes?
My colleagues and I use the poster design as an assignment. They work with the WIC Poetry Center staff on feedback, and over the course of several weeks are adjusting the design and the poetry itself. We try to balance the poem and the design so that one doesn't overtake the other. And the students can use different illustration techniques or photography, fonts that they feel are appropriate and readable. And I really like the fact that there's a great deal of creative freedom with this project. So the whole project really comes together over the course of about 6 weeks.
Over the years, Traveling Stanzas has really grown. You've had national and international opportunities. Where are some of the places that you've been?
We started in the Northeast Ohio area, and there are several displays around campus, such as in the administration building, the library, and the School of Nursing. And we have a wonderful poetry park in the front campus next to the Wick Poetry Center. The Akron Art Museum has some on permanent display in their garden space. And this exhibit that we are working with has been at the Akron space where it opened, Summit Art Space. It traveled to George Mason University and also the Library of Congress National Book Festival this past year. And this past summer, it was installed in the Chautauqua Institution in New York. There was a Tuscan Anglo-American Festival in Florence, Italy. And several classes there wrote poetry, working with David, and we got the poems. Most of them were Italian. Some of them were in English. So the Italian students wrote the poems, and our students designed the posters. Then those posters were taken to the festival in Florence and displayed there, and they were so happy with the outcome of that project. We've been those places, but the Kent State University Press is producing a book about our 10 years of designs called Speak a Powerful Magic, and we're very excited about that. I'm also very grateful that we have 10 U.S. Poets Laureates so far who have allowed us to include their poetry in our illustrations. What I've always enjoyed about the project is the way that the students get so involved in it.
Thanks for joining us, Valora.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Valora Reniker, Associate Professor of Visual Communication Design and co-creator of the Traveling Stanzas Project at Kent State University. You can learn more at travelingstanzas.com. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.